Long ago, the Duke of Milan commissioned a little-known artist to erect a mammoth statue of a horse. The time was 1481. The artist was Leonardo da Vinci. The guy on the donkey is just a guy on a donkey. Anyway, they called this statue the Sforza. And it was going to be the largest bronze statue ever built. But wouldn't you know it, war broke out and bronze became scarce. So Da Vinci decided to create a machine to change common lead into bronze. But when Da Vinci finally turned this machine on, it was to give him something more than he expected. Something much more than bronze.
Leonardo! Che fatto!
Il cristallo.
Via. C'è il
Siamo pronti! Potete venire! Che bel lavoro.
Maestro.
Ehi.
Io non penso che sia una buona idea.
Dai, non aver paura. Siamo pronti?
Siamo pronti, maestro.
Via! Fatemi vedere qualcosa!
No, aspetti! No! Aspetti! Maestro! Maestro! No! No!
Exactly 500 years later, an artiste of a different field, the one of cat burglary, was getting out of Sing Sing. He was known as the Hudson Hawk.
Got a coat, hat, here's your personal item, here's your wallet. I think you'll find everything in there. Don't you want your receipt?
Keep it. Ready?
I got it, Charlie. Eddie! So the Hudson Hawk is finally getting out. Remember all the reporters over here when you came in? World's greatest cat burglar. Now who gives a fuck? Got a proposition for you.
It's just no, Gates, even if you bait.
Listen, smartass. As your parole officer, I found you a job.
No way.
It's a terrific job.
An auction house.
One night's work and you're free. No checking over the shrink, no more community service.
But I want to do community service. I want to teach a handicapped how to yodel.
I ain't stealing no more, Gates.
10 years later, you're still impressed with yourself. Same old coat, same old hat. You're extinct, Hawk.
From you, that's a very powerful statement. Look, aren't you supposed to stop me from committing crimes? You know, book 'em, Dano, give a hoot, don't pollute.
You ain't not yet, wise guy. See, I can set you up and send you back anytime I want. It's a very fine line between ex-con and escape con.
Hey, Gates, do it yourself.
Hey, he's got my key!
I'll be seeing you, Hawk.
See you around, Mike.
Take it easy, Eddie.
That's the first thing I did.
Smooch the ground and taste the freedom.
Sorry I'm late. Eddie, I miss anything?
As always, your timing is impeccable.
Where's the kiss?
Get away from me.
No tongue this time, I promise.
Whoa.
What?
It's like you've been expanding
Don't
your...
Don't say it, Eddie. I'm incredibly sensitive about my fucking figure.
My next word was going to be consciousness.
Tubbo?
Now that you're born again, what do you want to do? Start your liberty, entertain some ladies, Broadway tics, seduce some women, play Nintendo,
bone some chicks.
What's Nintendo?
Just get me to the five tone, Tommy. I'm gonna get a cappuccino soon. I'm gonna strangle somebody.
You still got a thing for those unmasculine European coffees.
Yeah, what can I say?
Who's your buddy?
The man knows. The man knows.
So, Mr. Coffee, you have any trouble checking out?
Not much. Gates just tried to blackmail me into doing a job.
That donut hole eating son of a bitch take it in the ear for a beer. Rat bastard!
Had the perfect amount of foam.
Come on, I'll get you 10 of them back at the bar.
An auction house? Gates wants you to rob an auction house.
Yes, an auction house. What are you
doing?
He's
your parole officer, for Christ's sake.
I know he's my parole officer.
Hey, look, I am not going deaf.
Tom,
what?
Just get me in a five tone.
Yeah, all right.
Deaf. Don't make fun of my hearing, right? I'll tell you something about the bar. You're going to love it.
Five tone bar and grill.
At least I know there's one thing that'll never change.
I don't know how to tell you this, Eddie. A couple of brokers stopped in for Stoli Spritzes one night.
Now we're a nice local bar that none of the locals can afford.
I read about these people in Newsweek.
Where's all the regulars? Where's Crazy Jeff Carver?
Gone.
Where's that Grateful's autograph?
Gone, Eddie.
Tommy, you took down Captain Bob's steering wheel?
Eddie, they're all gone. But look at the bright side. Half this joint is yours.
Hey, Blackjack, give my irritable partner a cappuccino. I gotta go be a boss.
Yeah, give me a scotch and water.
Crazy goat cheese pizza.
Not Eddie. Cesar Mario, Anthony Mario. I didn't know the circus was in town.
So, why won't you do the auction?
Call me superstitious, Cesar. I don't like to commit a crime within 24 hours of getting out of the joint.
It's very simple. There's a safe on the 7th floor. You take their thingy and you put it in this thingy.
Directions even your brother could understand.
Yeah, directions even I could understand.
Shut up.
Fuck, you're the best. You're the only one who can do this job, you know that. Don't tell me a lot of horse shit. You want to open up a hardware store, go straight and sell spatulas.
You know, Cesar, if the Mario brothers weren't New Jersey's third largest crime family, I'd say kiss my ass. But considering your status, I will say slurp my butt.
Sid, have you lovely ladies tried our house wine? I think you'll enjoy.
Beat it, Tommy, huh? No dinosaurs allowed.
Enough!
You don't do that auction house job, I'm going to put you on trial. And I promise you, my friend, there'll be no bail. You understand? Get him out of here.
Witchcraft.
3 minutes, 57 seconds.
Night and day?
Frank Sinatra or Ella Fitzgerald?
Sinatra!
5 minutes, 12 seconds.
Hit the road, Jack.
Tell me, where are my needle-nose pliers?
At the bar.
Hit the road, Jack.
5 minutes, 15 seconds.
How the hell could you take this down, man? Captain Bob's steering wheel. Don't you remember the night he came in? Nobody could figure out where he got this thing?
Eddie.
Yes?
Quiet.
Come here. We got a nasty little safe on the 7th floor here. Simpson?
Yeah.
What's the mechanism?
71.
Last time I went to bed, Simpson only made a 40.
And so it's going to take you another extra 31 seconds to seduce.
I'm not worried about the safe,
Tom. I know you're not worried about it.
What about these guards? We know any of these guys?
No.
Not one?
Not one, no.
Well, what about the video surveillance?
I have a plan.
Oh, you got a plan?
I have a great plan. Great.
What the hell am I doing? Huh? What the hell am I doing? I'm getting ready to do some crime, go rob some for cock the horse with you?
All right, Eddie.
I should be out there getting Eddie. Myself a Daily News, looking Eddie, into one ass, trying to get a job, selling spatulas.
We're moving too fast, Eddie.
Yes.
You see, I'm putting out a fire with kerosene.
What is that?
That's 5 seconds. My record's 18.
Is this funny? You think this is some kind of fucking joke, huh? How many seconds?
How many what seconds?
On the thumb cuffs.
Well, not counting the bitching and whining, I'll be nice and say 8. You know they're not going to let you walk away from this job, kiddo.
I ain't never going to get rehabilitated this way, Tommy.
You think you still got it, Eddie?
Hey, that's what I'm afraid of.
Mack the knife.
4 minutes, 17 seconds.
I only have eyes for you.
Why, Tommy, I didn't know you cared.
3 minutes, 22 seconds.
Xanadu.
Xanadu?
Uh-huh, Xanadu.
4 minutes, 19 seconds.
Star-Spangled Banner, Whitney Houston, Super Bowl 17.
Hey. 7 minutes, 17 seconds.
You're full of shit.
Let me ask you something.
What?
How come I'm not out trying to get laid tonight?
Eddie, you're bumming my hide.
Come on, it's showtime.
Oh, oh, Tommy, hold on a minute. The sign here says no horseplay in a pool area.
This is a horseplay. This is a major felony.
Hey, Tommy.
What?
Can you give me one good reason why we're up here?
I can give you two. Anthony Mario and Cecil Mario.
Well, you don't really think that they're gonna...
cut off our balls if we don't do the job.
I see. Let me ask something else.
Why?
You have dinner tonight?
Why?
Because this rope only holds 900 pounds!
Oh, Andy, stop fooling around!
Stop fooling around!
You are, you're fooling around! Hit me up!
All right!
Come on!
Wish you lay off the pasta.
Shut up!
Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Covering our tracks. We leave through the basement.
Well, now we have no choice, do we?
What?
I better make the hole a little bigger.
No, don't worry, bonehead. I'm wearing my girdle.
Wongs in a phone book.
It's a hell of a lot of Wong numbers. Yeah. Look up Chin.
Record everything the video surveillance takes in.
Yes, I can see that, Master Thief. I thought you said something about a plan.
Oh, am I boring you, smartass?
Hey, Jerry, check out Big Stan. Watch this.
Big Stan!
Now watch, a little rewind and replay, and the guys are going to be watching a rerun. And they're going to miss out on tonight's exciting episode.
You figure this out all by yourself?
Yeah.
Good plan, Junior.
We got about 5 minutes and change.
5:32, swinging on a star.
You know they invented something while you're inside? It's called a watch.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Shh.
Swing on a star, carry movies home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or won't you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. Just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
You may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
They're all back on.
And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish is an animal that swims in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
That sort of life is what you wish. You may grow up to be a fish. Or would you like to swing on a star? Every man gives home in a jar. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on its face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you see quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You could be better than you are. Could be swinging on a star.
You got the horse head?
Just got out of jail yesterday and I'm robbing an auction house.
Let's go, Hawk.
Hey, Dean. I don't get it. I'm looking at the auction room and I see that little blue chair.
I didn't want to do it.
You could be swinging
on a star. All I wanted was a cappuccino.
Snap out of it!
You think that's strange? Check out Scream 2.
Hey, that's us.
Somebody rewired the recorder.
Shit!
I hold you responsible.
You could be swinging on a star. Let's take it home.
You could be swinging on a star.
Let's go out the back way. Keep those IDs coming.
Get up, you're embarrassing me.
Come on, speed!
Come on!
I can't tell you how happy I am that we covered our tracks.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
I'm not as fat as that guard, am I?
Oh, no. You're a slender reed compared to that guard.
Come on, Slim Jim.
Hudson Hawk gets the Jeremiah.
Good job. Not pretty, but good.
All this trouble for a horse. Huh. I may not know art, but I know what I like.
You certainly do.
So, when's this Sebastian Cabot Buckingham Palace looking butlerhead motherfucker getting here?
Any minute now, dear Mr. Gates.
Sorry, Jeeves.
May I? Exquisite. Leonardo da Vinci's last commission for the Duke of Milan. Irreplaceable.
Hey, Mr. French. I'm delivering.
What?
Yes.
You son of a bitch. I stuck my neck out setting this up for you limey bastards. Now, where's my cut?
So much for his cut. Forgive my dry British humor.
You know, I think Gates promised Hawk a cut, too. Lovely work, Alfred. You taking the Concorde back?
Always, Mr. Mario. I'm really racking up those frequent flyer points.
Yeah.
Ta-ta, Hudson Hawk.
Yo, fight them.
Did I miss anything?
Gates tries to blackmail me. You ask me, did I miss anything?
Gates gets killed, you say, did I miss anything?
I bet you went up to Mrs. Lincoln at the Ford Theater and said, how was the show? Did I miss anything?
You may want to get this looked at.
Geez, Gates was killed. So who do we send a thank you note to?
A butler did it. That was a cross between Alistair Cook and a Cuisinart. Took Mr. Ed, Humpty Dumptied it over Gates' head, and get this. He said it was made by Leonardo
da Vinci's Forza. I consider it to be the prize of tonight's auction of Auger d'Equestrian. Horse things.
All right, Mr. PBS, you got me.
Morning edition. It says here two thieves attempted to steal it last night, but thanks to three brave guards, it will be ready for tonight.
Attempted? I don't want to steal the goddamn thing in the first place, but I do have my pride. I don't understand this.
Well, why try? Forget about it.
Because I'm tired of not understanding things. Cops, mafia, butlers forcing me to steal something, which now it appears I didn't steal after all. It's all too goddamn peculiar, Tommy. Let me ask you something.
What?
How much does a new tuxedo cost?
A fantastic example of Florentine bronze. Now, who will start at 140,000? 140,000? 160,000? 70, 80,
90,000,
200, 20,
40.
250,000. 60,000, 70, 80, 90, 300,000,
310. Sold! You know, after all these years, I still get goosebumps coming to these auctions.
80.
Paintings, the sculptures.
90.
Things that aren't really paintings or sculptures.
The pretentious vultures who never look up from their calculators to see what they're buying. Now that gives me goosebumps. Auction.
I couldn't agree more. Savages. Oh.
Now, lot 15. An equestrian piece attributed to the Trellini School. Now, who will start at 250,000? 20,000. 80,000. Thank you, sir. 300,000. 20. 340,000. No more on 340,000. Sold once. Twice. Sold. And finally, lot number 17. Thought to be lost in the war. And again, last night. The Da Vinci Sforza, the jewel of the sale. Fantastic.
Is looking like a constipated warthog a prerequisite for getting a job in the art world?
We have Dottoressa Anna Baragli of the Vatican. Doc?
Some of us warthogs are more constipated than others. Perfection. The Vatican extends its jealousy to the lucky bidder.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll begin the bidding at $20 million. To you, sir. 20.5. Waldo!
Oh,
wait. 100 million clams! That's $100 million to Mr. Darwin Mayfly.
100 million and one, Waldo!
Fantastic. $100 million and one.
I bid by mine own wish, Kel Balmer.
Don't hate me, baby. Funny.
Funny?
Any other bids? Going once? Going twice. Gone!
Oh,
of you. You didn't have to do that.
It's nothing. Anybody would have done the same thing.
No, I mean, you didn't have to tackle me and rip my dress.
Oh.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Thanks for saving me, tough guy. Why was that car chasing you?
Because danger, Doc, is my middle name. Oh!
Almond Joy. Get it? Candy bars.
Well, it's better than when we first started out. Our code names were diseases. Do you know what it's like being called chlamydia for a year? Oops, forgot.
My name's Butterfinger.
No shit.
You like the company's new look? I call them the MTVIA.
George, you promised no old CIA, new CIA jokes.
Punks. They think the Bay of Pigs is an herbal tea and the Cold War has something to do with penguins.
Don't I know you?
The last time you saw me, I was bald with a beard and no mustache. And I had a different nose. So if you don't recognize me, I won't be offended.
My high school science teacher?
I'm the guy who tricked you into robbing the government installation and then had you sent to prison for it.
George Kaplan. I'm not the type to hold a grudge, George.
Ah, I could use a diversion. I guess down deep I was just jealous. You were one hell of a thief.
What do I owe the dishonor of this reunion, Georgie?
I want to make it up to you, kid. That's why I got you this gig. And it was the late, great Karen Carpenter. We have only just begun.
3 minutes, 4 seconds. But you know, George, you're a little late. Maybe nobody told you. I quit stealing.
My employer wants a meeting.
Your employer? The president?
No. Somebody powerful. Good God, what's that?
Now, George, you don't expect me to fall for that old gag, do you?
Shucks, I guess not.
Now?
Yes, now.
Welcome to Rome, sir.
What do you think of the vehicle?
Why did you dock at the auction house, asshole?
What can I tell you? I'm the villain. Initially, it was a priority to keep a lot of buffers between you and me. But since most of them are dead now, I thought, what the heck?
Hawkey, you come highly recommended.
I hired Kaplan and the Mario brothers to find me a cat burglar.
Hey,
I want to be in business with you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the ball, and Minerva, let's give it up for Hudson Hawk.
Hello, Bunny, ball.
So, Hawkmeister, we got you clothes, great hotel, and a 250,000 lira per diem.
That's $200 a day, so we can get a hooker and some tequila. Vito, darling.
I guess we see who wears the penis in his family, huh?
For God's sake, somebody chain this convict.
Listen, Hawkey. This might be hard to believe, but I'm just a regular Joe. I just want to be happy. And happiness comes from the achieving of goals. It's just that when you've made your first billion by the age of 19... it's hard to keep coming up with new ones. But now, finally, I got myself a new goal. World domination!
Shut up! Bunny, quit that.
Bunny, ball.
I think Bunny's got today's balls.
Bad Bunny.
Oh, Bunny, you weren't that bad. Just two more minutes. I was so close. But seriously, folks, Concord me back home. Put me in jail. I don't care.
You go back to jail, and you won't be alone. You'll have a guinea barkeep cellmate to keep you company. Ooh. You're young enough to still enjoy shanking child molesters for a pack of smokes. But Tommy Fivetown will go in knowing the next time he gets out will be to attend his own funeral. Depressing?
Wouldn't waste the time for the phone call. You don't have any proof.
Aha! The magic word. Zveja do, Hawkhead. Something you wish never did happen. Kaplan and his CIA candy bar shot the entire operation with hidden cameras. They put the fake horse in the safe while you clowns were running from the guards.
Yikes. Damn, photo map assholes.
It's a good shot of you, Minerva.
My man, you're going to hit a church. We want you to steal Da Vinci's sketchbook, the Codex.
Vatican? Robbing a freaking Vatican. The nuns at St. Agnes predicted this.
What do they call you guys? Iganook?
I'm being blackmailed into robbing the Vatican by a psychotic American corporation and the CIA.
I don't,
It's okay, Colonel. Just keep an eye on all the art.
Best known as a painter. It was his gift as an inventor who drew together science and art that is most incredible.
See that, Connie?
Tough guy. What are you doing here?
You know, every time I get around you, my heart starts beating really fast.
As you know, the Da Vinci Codex has lived in the Vatican for centuries and will continue to live here for centuries more.
That's what you think.
Question, sir?
Yeah, what time do you get done?
His untiring pen predicted the airplane, the submarine, the bicycle, the helicopter, and even the tank. These more dangerous designs inspired him to develop a...
Okay!
Something wrong?
Quickly, come with me.
Funky,
come
with me. Is that smoke bad for you?
This way.
Where are we going?
Through here.
Are you going to tell me why you did that back there, or are you going to blame it on Dumbo?
You mean Pokey? Do you believe that kooky little elephant? What in the world is this?
It's a postal subway.
Well, can I get to Times Square from here?
No. The post takes his mail seriously. Christmas cards, Easter sills. Delivers up to 10 at night.
I see. Well, actually, I don't see. I'm very confused. How do you know all this stuff? What do you do?
Well, I do a lot of things. But I don't still stuff the elephants from little girls. My life's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Mine too. You want to have dinner with me tonight? Nice, dull, boring dinner. Scrabble, knock-knock jokes, anecdotes about dead Italians.
I'll bring my entire repertoire.
Yeah, signore. I can't lose
you for that.
No.
Signore,
come on.
I'll bring my entire entourage.
There's a place around the corner. Enzo's. Say 10:30?
10:30. Hey. Thanks.
Father, it's obvious he's up to something.
Report upstairs at once.
Yes, sir.
Did he mention the Mayflowers?
No, Your Eminence. It's definitely going to steal the codex. I can feel it. I'm not sure when.
Attempt to steal, you mean? The vanity of this man, Hudson Hawk. The Vatican has foiled the advances of pirates and terrorists. We will not lie down for some schmuck from New Jersey. And must you flirt with him so effectively?
That's the only way.
As an agent of our organization, you are put in awkward situations. Just remember, Hudson Hawk is an evil, evil man.
Yes, hello, operator. I'd like to make a collect call overseas to a New York number. What? No, don't put me...
Thank you for calling AT&T. What number are you calling, please?
Oh, thank God. 212-555-1989. Pick up the phone, you reindeer, cheese-eating bastard. Pick it up, pick it up. Pick it up, Tommy. The black thing on the desk. Come on, Tommy. More, Jumbo? Kick your big, flabby ass.
Hawk. Hawk.
Hawk. Oh. Enjoying Italy?
Yeah.
Yes. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Rome. I did my first barehanded strangulation here. Communist politician.
Why, George, you big softy.
God, I miss communism. The red threat. People were scared. The agency had some respect, and I got laid every night.
Reap 'em, Snickers.
Good news, Hawk. Mayflowers have moved up the timetable. You're hitting the Vatican tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The timing is off. The schedule is not right. I'm under-equipped, and besides that, I got a date.
Grapple, biker's bottle, pocket fisherman, olive oil, 100 stamps. Gee, sir, this is going to be some day. No Harvey's Bristol cream?
Snickers, make that list happen. Oh, and it's one thing to play hide-and-seek with the Mayflower's pathetic staff, but we're sore losers. We blow up space shuttles for breakfast. You and your friend Tommy would be nothing more than a late-afternoon Triscuit. Ciao.
Hey! Old man! Yeah, you! You come back here without your little Cub Scout army, and I'll kick your centrally intelligent ass up one side of Piazza and down the other!
Where are the blue wire?
Hey, Mr. Hawk, he got your stamps.
Good, Yogi.
Thank you.
Sembra buona questa pasta.
Come faceva mamma? Olive di Gaeta e pomodori San Marzano. Oh, mi finisco di far sto giro.
Vai, vai, vai.
KK, how did you know about that blue wire?
Controllo. Qua sta succedendo qualcosa di strano. Non lo sentivo che succedeva qualcosa. Ma che sta succedendo qua?
You weren't going to drop by.
Am I late?
You look very nice. You really do. What?
I am the waiter, sir.
Oh. Very nice. Fettuccine con funghi porcini, prego.
Buonissimo, signore.
Oh, and bring me a bottle of ketchup with that, will you?
You heard him.
Ketchup sulle tagliatelle. Stupidi americani, come fanno a mettere ketchup sulle tagliatelle? Non capisco, ma come cazzo possibile?
Come on, Pierre. Read my lips. Steak burger. French fries. It's French, you gotta have French fries.
Actually, it's Italy, Butterfinger. She said as if it made a difference.
To be in Paris and in love.
Grazie, molto bene. They had the worst ketchup when I was in prison.
Prison?
I was a warden.
Mm. How long were you in?
Let's just say I never saw E.T.
Wow. You were in the joint, doing hard time. It's funny, but that excites me. I seem to have a thing for sinners.
Well, I seem to have a thing for sinning. Check, please.
Where'd you get the hawk?
Boston, New York.
Where'd you get the name Hudson Hawk?
Well, the hawk is a slang word for the cold wind that blows in the wintertime. I grew up in a town called Hoboken, New Jersey, which is on the Hudson River, so...
Hudson River?
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk, yeah.
And where'd you get these?
Oh. I had a little accident around the house.
What happened?
Fell on some chickens.
Does it hurt?
Yes, they hurt.
Maybe I can make them feel better.
Okay. See what you can do.
No, don't do it.
Because I gotta tell you something.
What?
Well, I better whisper it to you. Come here.
I can't do this.
What's the matter?
It's been a long time for me.
Well, it's been a really long time for me. Outside of a friendly dog yesterday morning, this has been a very slow decade. I don't make love every 10 years. I get a little cranky. I'm not sure if I remember how to kiss girls. Not that I ever kiss guys.
Attenzione! Il Vaticano è stato rubato!
Catholic girls are scary.
Somebody robbed the Vatican.
Really?
Attenzione!
This is not what you think. Well, maybe it is.
You went and did it. You really did it.
What?
In one day, in less than one day of planning, and you did it. You started the week by stealing the sports stuff and ended by swiping the codex.
Yeah, but...
What are your plans for the weekend? Hoisting away the Colosseum?
But you don't want to...
Tell me, did the devil make you do it? Or did Darwin and Minerva Mayflower?
Can't we just go back to the kissing part?
What's going on in there?
You want me to rape him? Here, just read your book, Butterfinger.
Not in a boat, not on a train, not with a goat, not in the rain. I do not like you, Hudson.
To yourself.
It's more complicated than that, Hudson. For 2 years, I've been tracking the Mayflower's peculiar interest in the three Da Vinci pieces. The Sforza statue was a fake, but I was under orders not to denounce it.
Does everybody in the whole world know more than me?
You didn't know?
No. I'm just some guy that's good at swiping stuff. I knew that would lead to this. First, they even got the CIA involved now. He's looking at you, kid. Hey, something tastes like cappuccino?
Oh, I guess I put too much ethyl chloride in it. Why didn't you tell me at the restaurant that Hawk had hit the Vatican tonight? My people will not be happy. I want to see Kaplan.
Damn medicine, Vatican organization.
Way to go, Anna!
Hudson Hawk had some interesting things to say about you and the Mayflowers. Basically, that you're all part of the same carpool.
Anna, if that was so, Armajoy would have handed you your heart right after you handed her the codex. No, now the trip is this. As soon as the Mayflowers find out we have the codex, they're going to want to make a deal. We deal, they'll buy, we bust. A classic sting.
What happens to Hudson Hawk?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about him. He's going to be in very good hands. But you look really tired, kiddo. Maybe you should go back to Rome and get some sleep, huh?
Kit Kat?
Oh, there you are. See that Miss Baragli gets home safely.
Arrivederci, baby.
With all due respect to that great dress, how come you didn't let me cut her heart out?
Close call. Close call. But she's the only one we have keeping tabs on the damn mysterious Vatican organization.
Bonnie Mayflower. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 1,200 hours since my last confession.
Hit me with your best shot.
I betrayed a man. A good man. An innocent man. A thief.
Anna, what are you trying to say?
Father, we've been double-crossed by the CIA. Hudson Hawk is not who we thought he was. He came into a world where crime is a legitimate business tactic and a legitimate government procedure. But he knew right from wrong. Oh, and we kind of messed around.
Dio santo, che disgrazia in questa vita. Messed around.
17 Hail Marys and 5 minutes outside. So, sister, what you are saying is that Hudson Hawk is not willingly working for the Mayflowers, but that Kaplan and the candy bars are.
I thought we were using the CIA to get to Mayflower, but the CIA is using me to keep us away from Mayflower.
Oh, the Pope warned me never to trust the CIA. If the Mayflowers get all 3 crystals for the gold machine, the world economy will be ruined. Aye, aye, aye. Lord help us. But what of Tommy Fivetone, Hawk's friend? Where's his loyalty?
I'm going to find out.
But you must remember, sister, you have your vows to God as well as your mission to the world.
Yes, Your Eminence. Just say God go with me.
God go with you, sister.
Ball!
A jolly good shot, sir.
Oh, Hudson Hawk.
Oh, Hudson Hawk. You speak to amaze me, convict. You are a terrible cat burglar.
Haven't you ever seen, like, David Niven? Tiptoe in, tiptoe out.
Like a cat, one would say.
I could take it back.
Let me do that.
I don't care.
Oh, you two. There's nothing I hate more than failure. All you had to do was follow the hawk. It's not like I said teach our nation's children how to read. I suppose we're just going to have to kill them. God, Minerva. I was just joking.
Get away from there, convict.
He's Browning. Don't hurt him. We need him for the final job.
Oh, really? Don't hurt him? Even if he does this? What about this?
Curly! What's the fend?
Woo! Things are really heating up at the Castle Pinchy tonight. Oh, Mamma Mia Pizzeria! May I call you Minnie? You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you...
Come to think of it, there is a part of your body that you won't be needing for your next job.
I always did want to sing like Frankie Valli.
Big boys don't cry my eye.
3 minutes, 27 seconds.
Look, you Eddie Munster looking motherfucker, somebody better start telling me what's going on, or I ain't gonna move another muscle. I wanna be treated like an adult.
That's fair. Now go to your room.
What?
So, Captain Hawk, in one of your paws, you've got a gold bar worth about 8,000. In the Otra, you've got lead that won't get you gelato.
Surely a master thief like you can tell the difference.
That's one down, Kitty Carlisle.
Cool, isn't it? Weight, feel, malleabilities, they're all but identical. On the periodic chart of elements, they're but one proton apart. Great minds work for centuries to turn worthless into priceless.
Alchemy?
Alchemy is the business term of the 90s, my man. Minerva read about it in an airline magazine about 4 years ago. I dumped some lira into research, and shazam! We come across a diary by one of Da Vinci's assistants detailing La Macchina de Oro, the gold machine for those at home. And the rest is about to become history. Money isn't everything. Gold is. Fuck T-bills. Fuck blue chip stocks. Fuck junk bonds. We've got the real deal. Money will always be paper. But gold will always be gold.
After a couple of years of steady production, we'll flood the market with so much gold that gold itself, the foundation of all finance, will lose its meaning. Brokers, economists, fellow entrepreneurs will drown in the saliva of their own nervous breakdowns.
Sounds like a party.
Markets will crash. Financial empires will crumble.
Except yours.
In 1992, baby, the European superpowers are coming together for one business superpower. And that's one party we're gonna love to poop.
Well, that said, the last ingredient in the recipe is Da Vinci's model of a helicopter.
On display for 3 days only at the Louvre in Paris.
As opposed to the Louvre in Wisconsin?
Shut up, you're gonna make me lose my place. You're gonna have to go in at night. The security will be overwhelming.
12 guards...
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, time out. I choose not to accept the assignment, Mr. Phelps. Put me in jail. Put me in, Tom.
Jail, you asshole. Our foot soldiers will blow your brains out. Bunny, ball, ball.
I'll torture you so slowly, you'll think it's a career. I'll kill your friends, your family, and the bitch you took to the prom.
Fatty Joe Bajarski? I can get you an address on that if you want.
You have a dilemma, Tiger. And I think I know what's going to help you solve it.
Kill you! Swear to God, kill that butler! Kill that little yapping door! Stick this!
I hated cigarettes until I saw my first no-smoking sign. Keep off the grass. Let's play soccer. The only law I cared for was friendship. I broke that one too, didn't I?
I just don't think that it's such a smoking hot idea to leave them in there alone.
Relax, George. That's why we hired the pasta slurping guinea to begin with, to keep Hawk in line.
This Gates, Mario Brothers, CIA, Mayflower, Da Vinci thing, I mean, it seemed like a sweet deal. Visit foreign lands, take their treasures. I don't know, Eddie, I thought you'd get into it. It's better than playing darts with MBAs at the bar. But I didn't think it was going to be like this. Them using me to use you. I'm sorry, Eddie. There's only one way out of this. And it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
They'll talk about being buddies and chugging brewskis.
You've got to love male bonding.
Fuck my freedom for a lousy job.
You know something, Eddie?
Why, you hit like a girl!
Oh, really?
I was only kidding. Tommy! No! Tommy!
Arrigati!
Plan B, George.
Plan B.
Okay, I know I made a bad call, right? When Anna tracked me down, it was so beautiful.
When those blanks went off, everybody freaked. Catch it.
You can't beat Heinz 57.
Five to him.
What?
You fucked my freedom for a lousy job?
Oh! You don't understand!
You, like the cafeteria, you better be glad I don't hit women. Assuming you are a woman, because from now on I ain't taking nothing for granted.
Hey, look,
Cousin,
Eddie,
I'm sorry.
I honestly thought we could make this job work for us. Anna made me realize what a stupid fool I was.
What more?
Hey, man, I love you.
Oh. What's this?
Where did you get that?
The Da Vinci Castle. You know, the place where you gave the bad guys the codex.
That's from the gold machine.
Yeah.
So they really were that close to making it work.
But now that they lost the services of the world's greatest cat burglar and his dead partner,
they won't be able to steal the third piece of the crystal.
And we get to go home.
Barton, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Why do you leave all these rocks and shit laying out in the backyard?
They're called ruins, Eddie.
Ruins, huh?
Yeah, ruins.
Good name.
He had this look on his face when we caught him. It was like... I never saw a look on a face like this when he got caught. I swear to God, he was so embarrassed.
You know, speaking of being caught, isn't the CIA going to think to check out this place?
No, they fell for the fake death. They think Hawk's been arrested. Kaplan and the candy bars were seen by my sources boarding a plane out of Rome.
What? Where to? Flatone, will you quit worrying about it, man?
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm just being cautious.
Okay, guys, on that note, it's time for bed.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay?
Tommy, you're going to sleep here.
Where are you going to sleep?
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
I'll get you some sheets.
Yeah, we'll get you some sheets.
It's a very special night.
Yes, it was.
It is.
There's some things you don't know about me.
You mean there's some things I do know about you? And about me? And about that bed?
This is not the time, Hudson.
Look, can't we just have a late night cappuccino?
I'm sorry, but the machine's still set up a poisonous phone.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Good night.
Good night. Don't even think about it. Don't say another word.
It's a very special night.
Fish money, fish money, Tom.
The license plates on the police van had a Vatican prefix. I'm losing respect for you guys. You were that close to getting away with this crap.
Oh.
Who's that?
You know, George, it's nice of you guys to drop by, but next time you might want to phone ahead.
Why don't you come back in a half hour, grab ourselves a shower, pick up some croissants and shit.
You know, I really wish I could come up with this glib repartee the way you guys can. But I can't. So I'll just paralyze you. Hey, Jay?
Your honor, Darts, when it comes to instantaneous loss of all physical control below the neck, I highly recommend them.
I can't move, Ed.
I'm going to rip their fucking tongues out.
Come here, you chicken shit son of a bitch. Come here. My head against your head. Fair fight.
This is how I go out. Like a hunk of frozen Play-Doh. Like a Gumby in the store. What the fuck are you laughing? Oh, keep laughing, Jumbo.
You're making it come out of my nose.
Drop that shit off. This is no way, George, to get me to rob the Louvre.
The Louvre? The Louvre? Hawk is yesterday's news. Or should I say, this morning's.
I admit we displayed a lack of nuance. Didn't wear black, didn't sing Swinging on a Star.
Well, we weren't being judged for neatness.
Only results.
God damn it. Yanks lose again.
How the Mets do?
Can you turn to Section B?
You guys may be the fairest cat burglars of them all. But if you weren't such snobs, a lot of those guards at the Louvre might still be alive. That's irrelevant now. Oh. You're irrelevant now. Because tonight, at the castle of Da Vinci, We make gold.
Rise and shine, pixiehead.
I want babes for the party.
Hi, Anna.
Don't be stupid, Mr. Kaplan. Give me the crystal.
Anna Baragli came to play!
Anna Banana Bofana, you're not gonna shoot little old me, are you? You're not gonna shoot little old anybody.
Pull the trigger.
Shoot, Anna, shoot.
Shoot,
shoot.
Shoot.
I read
shoot.
Your dossier, sister.
Pull the trigger!
Why did she call you sister?
I'm sorry, Hudson, I meant to tell you.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
What?
I'm like Jeanette.
Those better be tears you're crying, Tommy.
They are.
Doesn't mean I don't love you.
Oh no, you love me. It's your job. You probably love Butterfingers over there.
Well, yeah, in a weird sort of Catholic way, I do. But you. You.
Well, Miss Barology's Da Vinci expertise allows her to go on to the next course. And as for you guys...
Sorry, guys.
A souvenir. Ciao.
Later, guys.
Easy for you to say. Guys, we got some good news and some bad news.
The good news is you'll be completely unparalyzed in about 2 minutes.
Bad news is that leaves you only 5 seconds to defuse the bomb.
Bombs?
I'm so glad it had to be like this. I'll just shoot one in the kitchen for good measure.
I'm enjoying my paralysis!
This is what I get for darting a nun.
This fucking thing off my head.
Tommy, look at Snickers.
Oh, he's about to have a bad migraine.
Maybe it was a dud.
I don't know. It must be the Karari. It's been known to have certain side effects.
Oh, really, George?
I feel like a dolphin who's never tasted melted snow.
Listen, Anna. The apprentice's diary contains a code that explains how the three pieces of crystal fit together. If you could do us the honor and decipher how the code works, we would be eternally grateful.
What does the color blue taste like?
Bobo knows.
I must speak with the dolphin now.
Just shoot her. Anybody? Darwin, this is supposed to be torture, not therapy.
Eddie, the old man said turn left.
Turn right.
Now, if you want to save Anna, you got to find the castle first.
Push. Count of three. Why not just go now?
Okay. Hey, Tom.
What?
Who are you, Bob Hope for Texaco?
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you doing with that golf bag?
I got a plan.
Is it a great plan?
Ooh, a great big plan.
Tommy, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
I want you to look.
You look great. What are you kidding?
No, I want you to tell me. Come on. I've been away for a long time. I want you to look.
Eddie, we're hanging off a castle in the middle of Italy, and you're asking me how you look.
Okay, you don't gotta get...
You look gorgeous. You look like fucking Zorro.
I didn't know.
Hey! Hey! Lifetime of service, and it's come to this.
The dolphin is dead. The dolphin is... Come on, you bitch!
I'm not a very good damsel in a dress, am I?
You must pay the rent.
But I can't pay the rent.
Yo, Flipper.
A damsel in distress implies that there is some well-hung Dudley Do-Right galloping up to save you. It ain't gonna happen. Hudson Hawk go boom, boom. He dead.
I'm thinking of using the 7-iron.
Look long, Junior.
6-iron?
Bingo.
Thank you. Four!
Four? Did anybody hear something?
Can you fucking believe
it? I heard something.
Did you set the timer on that thing?
No.
Well, from now on, please set the timer.
Come on, Butterfinger.
I think it's time.
Get gas. You guard the Mayflowers with your life.
Oh, Kit Kat, are you really going to guard us with your life?
Kit Kat!
A double crossbow for a double cross.
Oh, Elfie, you dry British madman.
Catch you later, baby.
Why did you do that?
Try this one, sister. Thou shalt not share.
It's in the hole! The gallery's ecstatic! Oh, he's got to be happy with that one, Tommy.
So what do you say, Eddie? 2.5 minutes to save Anna, 3.5 minutes to save the world. 600. Side by side? Da-da-da.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. We may be ragged and funny, but we'll travel along.
Hit it, Eddie!
Singing a song.
Yeah, let's go down this way. Tell me if I go this way. Okay. This way.
We better split up. I'll take the front nine, you take the back nine, and we'll meet back at the clubhouse.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Looking good, my man.
Thanks.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey,
it's
Three, two, one.
Go in, read the Mayflowers on the current situation.
You got it, Coach.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. They've all had the flowers in Miami. It will be the same as we've started, just sailing along, singing a song, side by
side. I'll take that.
Hey, Coach, looks bad. I think those Mayflowers set us up.
Jumbo, we hardly knew you.
Since you're not going to tell us what we want to know, then I think it's time for you to report to the head office in heaven, sis. If you see the big guy, tell him he's a loser.
That's it.
That didn't hurt.
No. Try this.
What did you say now, you centrally intelligent scum sickle? Getting old, George?
Tommy, you New York Italian father made 20 bucks a week, son of a bitch. You were hired as bait, and on this simple task you have betrayed me. Do you have an answer why?
I got 5 in them.
1, 2, 3, 4, just one more.
It didn't hurt.
Hey! Hey! How do
I stop this? My head! I can give a fuck to nobody from Hoboken before!
Anna! We're supposed to be saving you!
I'm sorry, I got bored, I saved myself!
We still gotta get them crystal pieces, don't we?
Got them right here, cowboy.
Got them right here, cowboy.
Tommy!
Sounds like Tommy.
Tommy!
Albert, I won't be needing the car anymore. Hey! Ta-ta!
Problem putting this damn crystal together. Elfie and I have been at it all night. Well, what are you waiting for?
Don't do it, Hudson.
Relax. Besides, we don't have much choice, do we?
Ever change. Nice hawk. Nice hawk.
Oh, why is the world jam-packed with such idiots?
Every schmo has the fantasy that the planet revolves around them. It rains, a car crash stops traffic, you say, how can this happen to me? But for us, this isn't a fantasy, it is a reality.
Oh yes! If Da Vinci was alive today, he'd be eating microwave sushi naked in the back of a Cadillac with the both of us. The project of his life is now the toy of mine. History, tradition, culture are not concepts. These are trophies I keep in my den as paperweights. Chaos will cause the world with this machine. Will be our final masterpiece.
Go, team, go! Go, team, go!
Yeah!
good about your son.
Let me ask you something.
What?
What would happen if I didn't put that crystal together exactly right?
What do you mean?
Well, let's just say, for example, I left out this little piece of mirror here. Would that be bad?
Real bad.
Good.
Attending that hat convention in July.
My turn?
Yeah.
Put this dog now!
Oh, Bunny! Bubba!
Anna?
Yes, that's
it. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Will you play Nintendo with me?
I can't think of anybody I'd rather play Nintendo with.
Wait a minute. What about your boss?
What boss?
You know.
Oh, I think he wants me to keep an eye on you.
You know, I think he wants you to keep an eye on me, too. Because I got criminal tendencies.
Can I buy you a cappuccino?
Yes. Can I give you a kiss?
Yeah. I just wish Tommy were here.
No way.
It's not very nice.
No way! Yes, way!
That's a bad sign.
Did I miss anything?
Did you miss anything? You're supposed to be all crashed up at the bottom of the hill.
Airbags. Can you fucking believe it?
You're supposed to be blown up into fiery chunks of flesh.
Sprinkler system set up in the back. Can you fucking believe it?
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
Drink your cappuccino.
Hey, drink your coffee.
When the world saved and the secrets of Da Vinci protected, Eddie finally got his coffee.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
His pocket, time on both his hands, little Eddie Hawkins, lost in Candyland. 10 years in the slammer, Eddie's done his time. On the street, ain't it sweet to pull the perfect crime? Everybody knows when the cold wind blows, the Hudson Hawk again. Let it rain, let it snow, let the north wind blow, it's the Hudson Hawk, my friend. Ooh, little Eddie, you better watch out, better watch out what you do. The Hudson Hawk's with you. Listen up, all you sinners. This ain't no time to hesitate. When bad news gets around, someone's going down, and everybody better get their story straight. The Hudson Hawk's with you. Hudson Hawk with you. Down on 49th and 10th. To Hudson Hawk again. Better put my eyes in the back of your head. Hudson Hawk, my friend. The Hudson Hawk's with you. When a cold wind blows, if it rain, if it snows, the Hudson Hawk again. The Hudson Hawk.